The KWMT-TV newsroom in Sherman, Wyoming was as full as it ever gets. None of the scooters, those who scoot out the door at 5 or 4:45 or 3:53 if they can manage it, budged. The late-night folks wandered in early, shaking off hats and shoulders. Yes, it was spring. It was also Wyoming. The assignment editor had wisely not tried to send camera people or reporters out during this time slot. No reporters with the freedom to schedule enterprise interviews, including me, allowed anything to interfere with this moment. Thurston Fine, news anchor at KWMT-TV, was doing a cold open on the 5 o'clock news. Maybe it was the journalistic impulse to bear witness to history sparking in our breasts, even a few breasts previously unsparked, that had everyone jammed into the newsroom staring at clunky old monitors hanging from the ceiling, like raggedy teeth haphazardly distributed around an acoustic tile pallet. Maybe it was the less laudable accident on the expressway looky-loo gene. Because I suspect most, if not all, expected history-making would fall into the Hindenburg, Titanic, Exxon Valdez category. Want to get into the how many words pool? Michael Paycheck asked me as he lowered a chair he'd carried over his head into the empty spot next to me. Mike wasn't only KWMT-TV's eye on sports. He was the whole body, and not a bad body at all. Ta-dum-dum. He often initiates office pools. Then he shows management potential by finagling someone else to run it so he doesn't have to bother and can participate. Usually finding an empty chair or an empty desk in the KWMT-TV newsroom is no problem. Heck, often finding an empty newsroom is no problem. If there were something lower than the bottom 50 stations in the country, KWMT would be in the thick of the competition for the top, or bottom, depending on which way you looked at it. What's left? I asked Mike. This pool was based on how many words Thurston got through before he flubbed. All the low numbers are gone, but there are a few open in double digits, if you act fast. No thanks. Thurston would never make it to double digits. There's also the consolation pool of total goofs. Still, no thanks. I've had my fill of gambling today. I set up my first appointment to see a house with that agent Diana suggested, and I changed my tickets to D.C. With the addition of numerous fees from the airline, including one I swear was a because-we-feel-like-it fee, I'd shifted the tickets I'd bought to attend the called-off hearing to the new schedule. Why'd you wait so long? He cleared up any confusion about which of my accomplishments he meant by adding, "You plan to leave Sunday for D.C., right?" The question remains whether my ex will stick with that plan. Want me to come to D.C. to make sure? Mike grinned. Mike and my other friends in Wyoming, plus my family in Illinois, are not in the West the X fan club. Thanks, but no thanks. Into commercial break, someone from the back alerted us. Last call, shouted Jennifer Lawton, who worked as a news aide, production assistant, and pretty much anything else KWMT-TV needed her to do, including running this pool for Mike. In KWMT's version of an old-time commodity trading pit frenzy, three more wagers were placed. Considering the commercial stack, we still had plenty of time, though tension was building. As soon as the last commercial ended, Thurston would launch into his cold open. Cold opens are not a startling development in television news or any other programming. You might not know the term, but if you've watched Saturday Night Live, The Office, Breaking Bad, among a lot of other shows, you'd recognize the concept. It's when a newscast, or TV show, launches immediately into the program. No credits or logo or theme music, just jump in and start. In news, it's often used for a major story. It's particularly popular for a story viewers already know the gist of, but they're coming for updates and details. It gives the coverage added urgency, as if the news is so fresh, so important, there's no time to waste presenting it to you. Before I came to Wyoming a year ago, I'd been involved in coverage that used cold opens on tornadoes, bombings, murders, indictments, and royal weddings. In Sherman, Wyoming, the big story was calving season.